Are durag movie racist?
Who cares? Who cares?
How am I going to avoid the racist talk when it made up like, you know, 20% of the conversation?
Don't include it. I talked to the people who were concerned about it.
Okay.
I don't want to keep rehashing it, you know?
Okay. It did make for some fun, sparring and stuff.
I addressed it, you know, they didn't accept it, so... Who cares, you know?
Right, no, and I think that works out fine.
Who cares?
My video was racist.
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
That, have we exhausted the durag topic? I can talk about that for another round.
No, I'm durag now.
we haven't heard from everybody on this.
All right, Callie?
I didn't see it.
Should we all together go watch Mike's movie? No.
No.
I changed my mind immediately.
But you want to
I grew up in an all-white part of Vermont, so to me, the do-rag is just something associated with dopey white guys.
Yeah.
Oh, but white guys do wear them, though.
Yeah.
Because of my really sheltered upbringing, though.
Oh, and they only know black people from TV or whatever video thing is these days?
Yeah. I don't know. It's sort of one race's version of the dopey bandana, like a dynasty. I don't know. All non-headwear seems a little...
Turn down your speakers just a little, Pope.
But the argument is not whether the do-rag is only for black people. The argument is whether Mike's video was racist.
Was that Sarah?
It's not whether the do-rag is appropriate headgear for white people. That is not the issue here. The question is whether the particular video that Mike did was potentially offensive. That is the question.
Well, why is a group of... My question is, why is a group of white people wearing a do-rag offensive?
It's not that they were wearing do-rag. It was those people and the way they were acting, the way you were acting, that came off as offensive. There you go.
I didn't see any gang signs. You mentioned gang signs. I don't remember seeing one gang sign.
Well, I will watch it again, but I swear to God, I saw you. Unless I, you know, I'm an old lady in Maine. Maybe I don't recognize a gang sign. But you did a thing, one of those cool hand movements.
I can assure you.
And did a little sort of tough move, you know, M-O-U-E. I mean.
This is fascinating because
I understand the whole thing. I
wouldn't know how to do a gang sign if you paid me. I vaguely know what you're talking about, but I mean, it's not in my repertoire. I wouldn't have done a gang sign. I know I didn't. And I know I didn't do it.
If I could find the goddamn video again in Chinatown.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Do I have to do it?
No, you can do this another time, but I mean, I was just curious what other people thought. I'm eager to hear all answers. And the thing is, my role on the show is to make Tom uncomfortable, right? I mean, everybody understands that.
And you certainly succeeded.
Yeah. But I don't think it's racist what I did.
I know you don't think it, so I do.
Because I knew it would get that reaction from Tom, because he's, you know, he's very sensitive about race. Sex in particular is, you know, he's very, anytime sex gets brought up, he gets flustered, you know, so yeah, I know they're
violations.
I know they're controversial subjects, but that's to me is when Tom, you know, is squirming is, I find it funny. I mean, I thought that was kind of my natural role on the show, but maybe it's not, but,
When I saw this video, I didn't see it in the context of it being on the show. I just thought it was a thing that you did with a bunch of show-related people. I didn't know that you were doing this to offend Tom. I don't know if it's okay to potentially racist just to irritate somebody. I mean, whether you can justify that application of racism, I don't know. But I'll watch the video again. I suspect that I'll try to get the minute mark for when you flash your gang sign.
Okay. I'd be very interested. It's probably like just a, a movement of my arm, but I don't remember.
I didn't see the gang sign, but
I just found what Sarah's talking about.
Yep.
What's the timestamp on that?
It's a gang sign.
I don't know, but I see what she's talking about.
Oh my god!
At what moment in the video?
Let's talk about Philip Seymour.
At 7:30.
What is it?
Right. At 11:30?
No, 7:30.
Right near the end.
7:30?
All right. Yeah. I'll let you know what I think. Hold up.
Okay.
The moment of truth is here.
All right.
Oh, for the supreme arbiter?
Can somebody capture it and post it in the middle of it?
Kind of like gave like a right. Peace sign, but it was...
Right, it's just a tough guy.
His palm was facing toward him, and it definitely looked more... Yeah, it definitely looked like somebody was imitating a gang sign. It wasn't a very elaborate one, but I'm officially have a side here. I don't have a side as far as whether or not this whole thing is racist. I don't know about that, but there was a slight gang sign given there.
Slight gang sign.
Yeah.
Well, I see the Ayatollah Khomeini in the mirror at masses.
Yeah, I had to talk Fredericks down from that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you for vindicating me, by the way.
I'm glad I found it.
Yeah, yeah, good job, Kelly.
Yeah, she is something else.
If it's anything, it's an accidental gang sign.
All right. Well, what about this Fillmore?
I know I didn't do it perfectly.
It was accompanied by a facial expression that would suggest otherwise.
You are
full of shit. Like, you really are.
Gang sign.
Hey, did everybody get all echoey, or is it just me?
For a second there.
Okay. All right. My mother is an old white lady from England whose mother was a stone racist, but my mother is now an African matriarch called Umbuya, said Dugald. Man, you got a lot of interesting things to type, Dugald. Too bad you can't talk. I know.
Sounds like he is asking me about robots.
Oh, is that him? Is he whispering? Dugald? Come on, gotta speak up, pal.
It's a secret.
Oh, my water's boiling. Gotta go.